They say the best way to like learn things is to start really young, like when you're a wonder kid.
Is that right? I didn't know. I always heard that the best way to learn was to teach.
That must be a thing teachers tell themselves to feel better.
That's
well, because you know what else they say about teaching.
If you fucking say that, I swear to God.
Well, so you do know it.
Go ahead, say it.
Those who can't
what
teach.
Those who can't what teach.
Those who can't.
Can't.
Teach.
Those who can't teach? That's like a part of a sentence.
I guess those who can't teach, teach teaching.
But then they wouldn't be able to teach teachers to teach.
Well, they can't teach.
So?
Oh, you're right. Yes. Those who can't teach, teach teaching to teachers.
So then teachers wouldn't be able to teach.
Yeah.
Because they weren't taught to be teachers by teachers who can't teach, teaching to teachers.
Right. Because the teachers are teaching teachers because they can't teach. So they can't teach teachers how to teach to teach teachers.
I think there was a flaw in your original sentence. Because I think that your original sentence was, those who can't teach, go fuck yourself.
I am Philip.
I am
Matt. First we'll have a little chat.
Then put on our
rimmers. Now it's time for Next Step
Bats. I'm a freak of nature. So my name on your boobs like a piece of purple. Let's go.
And we're here today with Hi Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
And so High Low is made up of two people. It's Katie Vanelli and Crayola Bologna Puck.
Yeah. Spoken like a true gangster.
Crayola Bologna Puck.
Carolyn Blomberg.
Hello.
And your stage name is, of course, Crayola Bologna Puck. And I'm here today, as always, with
Philip Simondet.
Yay.
He wants a stage name too.
I was trying to do one right now, but I was like, yeah, I'm gonna just say my name. What would my stage name be?
I don't know, filler up Simon. Do it. I got nothing.
Simeon do it.
Filler up Philly. Simon do it.
Yeah, I got nothing. Simon do it.
Never mind.
And our host stage name is
Matisse.
I got nothing.
Mattress.
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 Mattress Macklemore.
Mattress. I like that better. Yeah.
Mattress Macklemore.
Yay.
Yep. Macklemore. That's me.
Mattress Macklemore.
So, hi, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
God.
Yeah.
Get old.
That's it. Yeah, that's going to be.
Hey.
What are you
saying?
I'm just kidding.
You're saying, no, I want you to talk to me right now.
Let's let the host.
Oh.
Guys, you should at least look at each other.
I'm just, you know, this is, excuse me, mattress. We need to have a little powwow here. Miss Vanelli, is there a problem that you'd like to talk about right now?
No.
I don't believe you.
Can you please get off my foot?
No.
Matt is an excellent mediator if there's any.
There's nothing to be mediated, right?
We're not doing a podcast today. We are mediating.
That's right.
This is our
this is a couples session. Counseling session that yes. We're going to record.
Mm-hmm. This is a legal hearing.
Yes.
I get the hi, you can have the hello.
Fine.
But I get the comma, right?
Well, I get the exclamation mark.
Fucking A. All right.
One of you is going to have to take the funny, and the other one's going to have to take the serious scenes.
I'll take the funny.
Oh, I spoke first. That's because I'm polite and I allowed you to. All right.
That's why I fell in love with you.
Oh, my. Heightening. All right. What you got? What you got? What you got?
So, should we bring this back?
Yes, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
You guys have a duo amongst being in several other groups. What prompted you to form a duo? And really, this is a duo formed out of a group that you are in already together, Class of 94.
Yeah, we're also in Free Association.
And Free Association, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I think we've always kind of wanted to do a duo.
Mm-hmm.
We just hadn't had really an opportunity or the drive, I guess.
Yeah,
to do
I'd
it.
Say
I
the
mean,
drive.
We'd wanted to, but, you know, we had other projects going on. But I think over New Year's, we were goofing off and talking about it. And then we talked about a name, and somebody brought up the name.
A noise.
Yeah.
Very hard to spell.
Yeah.
So many I's and O's that you can put inside of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but then we switched it to Hi Hello last minute.
Yes.
When we started our Wednesday run, which was a big surprise because Butch asked us to do our Wednesday run the day before we started.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So, but yeah. And we did.
John.
John Haynes and Adam Felitz.
Yes.
Yeah. We did a workshop, and then also we did. Her name is Armando with Casey Haig.
Yes.
At Honey. Mm-hmm. And it was just the three of us, which was super fun. And we want to do something with her as a trio.
Yeah.
But from there, we just morphed into whatever all this up.
We just spawned, you know.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is it about the duo format as opposed to a larger group that is attractive for you two? Mostly you have worked in pretty large groups on stage.
Yeah, 6 to 8.
Yeah, well, for me, it's always been doing a duo is more terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
I have always had trouble with initiating scenes and making the cuts. Like in the larger groups, especially, I work with some very talented people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not to say that I don't feel comfortable. I feel very comfortable. They make me feel very comfortable in those groups. But I tend to enjoy watching them so much that I just sit there and I'm like, oh, I should be cutting something right now. I'm on stage. And my thought process too. Is a little bit slower. I can be very quick-witted. I can be very fast, but I take a little bit more time to process what's happening and where to go with it.
Me too.
And it's not necessarily, that's not a bad thing, I don't think. I like being patient in scenes. So that kind of, that helps, I think, with our duos because we can have that patient scene. Sure. Carolyn and I, we've worked in three groups together before.
Four?
Three.
Not including Hi Hello.
Not including Hi Hello.
Three.
Her name is Armando.
Yeah.
Class of 94.
And
Free Association.
Yes.
Yes. So that, I think, helps just kind of knowing how well we work together.
Yeah.
We usually have a lot of scenes together, too, in like the Class of 94 and where we become sisters or
and
some
we
kind
get
of
along off stage too.
Well, yeah. And that certainly helps, especially in a duo run.
What I like about doing a duo is like I don't have time to think. I mean, in the bigger groups, I tend to overthink it, and then I don't get a chance to go out and do what I wanted to do. You know, like meh. I just get in my head. Whereas in a duo, I have to be in the scene almost all the time. And I love that because I don't have... And when I don't think, I'm hilarious. Right?
Yes.
Now, the three groups that you mentioned that you're a part of, it really kind of work at... Each of them work at a different speed.
Very different.
Yeah, Free Association is super fast. Her name is Armando, is pretty much kind of middle of the road.
It's a staccato, if you will.
Yeah.
There you go. That's
yeah, because, it, I mean, it works a pretty standard montage based off of, you know, a monologist. And then you've got Class of 94, which actually works fairly slowly.
Yeah.
True?
Definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
So you've gotten to explore all those different, I guess, paces.
Yeah.
What do you prefer personally? I guess maybe more to the... A better question is, what do you find that you do more as a duo? Like, what do you gravitate more towards?
When we our first few sets, we had, what is it, 25-minute set?
Yeah.
We had, like, 5 scenes on average. And they were, I think they, you know, we breathed through them, I guess, if that's, if you get what I mean by
that.
But then our last couple sets...
We've had like
two
scenes.
Or three scenes, and they were long, and they were, some of them were pretty serious.
Yeah.
Yep.
I saw one of those.
Yeah, and a couple different people have said, you got to a point in the scene where I thought you should have cut it, but then you went further, and you discovered more in the scene, which I like that we do that, but I also really like doing the shorter, succinct scenes.
Yeah. think we're still working on finding a healthy combination of mm-hmm. all of that, because yeah, I've heard that as well, where mm-hmm. oh, you could have cut it, but you know, it was, you heightened it yeah. by continuing.
Yeah, right? I mean, when we did our Wednesday run, we didn't really warm. I mean, we warmed up, but we didn't really rehearse at all. Mm-mm. Like, he asked us to do it, and we just kind of showed up.
We just did it.
Yeah, and it was yeah. so much fun.
And terrifying. I was very terrified.
I was too, but it was so much fun.
Yeah.
So.
When Adorable was on the show, that's Jen Scott and Butch Roy.
Yeah.
Jen talked about enjoying mono scenes, longer scenes, mm-hmm. because she really got to dig into the characters. Is that sort of the same appeal for you guys? Why some of the scenes have maybe taken longer, or what do you think it is?
I think part of it is like we just don't really know when to cut.
We maybe don't know when to stop.
I don't know. Maybe that's just me, because the way we cut our scenes, mm-hmm. and it doesn't have anything to do with the scene. Mm-hmm. But one of us is like, bye.
See
you later. Yeah. And then sometimes, like in a really serious scene, it's awkward to sure. do that. So I don't know. We're still babies. Mm-hmm. We're still a little baby.
One thing that I've always worked on is building a character. And earlier on in my improv learning teachings, I had a hard time with holding on to characters. I could come up. Mm-hmm. in a very physical way with a character, but I always had a hard time holding on to that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, hi, hello, just the two of us, I've found that I can stick to a character better. Mm-hmm. And it will help me kind of just say, oh, what is this character about? Mm-hmm. What do they think? What's their opinion? And that's something I've always had a challenge with. So
I think Class of 94 probably helped.
The Class of 94 helped.
Just
it.
Like
yeah.
45 minutes of being the same person mm-hmm. helps.
Yep. So.
What do you think are the techniques that you guys have developed that have helped you hold on to those characters a little bit more? Because, I mean, now in this format, you're changing characters, mm-hmm. You know, at least a few times per set. What helps you, going back to Jen Scott's way of putting it, dig in and hold on to who the character is and actually find out, discover more about them as the scene goes on?
I enjoy having like a secret for my character mm-hmm. that doesn't necessarily come out on stage, mm-hmm. but just making up a little backstory in my head about it, mm-hmm. like so you know, one of them limps or something, and just why or okay. some just a little thing, you know, and that helps me figure out their personality, and it doesn't necessarily have to come out. Mm-hmm. It's fun when it does naturally, but I like that.
I have, because I think at a slower rate, I tend to lean on my physicality mm-hmm. and really, really push that, and then let that drive my speech or my point of view. And then once I try to have a point of view, I try to stick with that. Mm-hmm. And it's usually, it's the physicality and the mannerisms.
Yeah,
for sure.
Sure. I do like a, if I do an accent or a voice or something, that helps a lot mm-hmm. for me too. Like when we did, Minimum Fare, mm-hmm. the Celeste, the Keira Knightley mask.
Oh yeah!
As soon as I put my face like that, I was like, "Oh no, exactly who this woman is." You know, she's just this horrible person. So just like doing something with my face or voice mm-hmm. or whatever helps me a lot.
And as the scene goes on, and as things do change and evolve and heighten, how do you remember like those things that, and because things happen so fast on stage and mm-hmm. and gifts are getting thrown back and forth so quickly, how do you throw all of that into the bag and be able to pull it back out at the end of a 7-minute scene?
Man,
I don't even think about it, I guess.
Yeah
I mean, I think if I thought about it, it would trip me up a lot. Mm-hmm. But I think of playing with Katie on stage is just having fun and goofing mm-hmm. off.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, I don't know, like there's so many sets where we are just laughing.
Yeah.
Which is not necessarily a good thing, but it's fun. I mean, at least the audience knows we're having fun. But I don't, if I think too hard about it, I don't have a good set.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're goofing off and I feel like we're just doing characters for mm-hmm. each other to make each other laugh, that helps me.
I think it's easy to have a conversation with someone. You're having a one-on-one conversation with someone in a duo. Mm-hmm. And to remember the small things, like don't talk about what you're doing you know, make sure you're doing something in the scene. You're not just standing there holding the chair, or holding the wall or whatever. You're actually moving around and playing in your space, but you're just having a conversation with someone. And if you, even on stage or off stage, if you have a conversation with someone like Carolyn and I do quite a bit, it's easy to remember what kind of direction they're going in and mm-hmm. what their next move will be. Mm-hmm. Not that it's a predictable thing. But
no, but it's, I mean, being on the same
wavelength.
Yeah, oh my God, what?
No. We just wrote that wave. But I mean,
the other thing is we goof off stage all
quite
the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much just us doing that times mm-hmm. a million with space work.
Times a million.
with yeah. space work. I mean, because we'll just do voices and faces and stuff to each other all the time. Mm-hmm. But just the difference is we're on stage in front of people and moving our bodies more.
Yeah.
Would you consider changing your group name to Us Times a Million with Space Work?
Yes. Can that be our DVD special?
Oh, my God. That's great.
Us Times a Million with Space Work.
That's hilarious.
That would be it. I would buy that.
We're going to put that into the hat and
it's
consider
happen.
It.
We'll do a, like, we should film our trip to Chicago and make it into something that people would want.
That's a great idea. We have 8 hours on a bus to figure out what to do.
And I have a new smartphone. Yay!
So do you find that listening works differently when in a duo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You definitely listen a lot more.
God. Our first set... I told you this, I think, was that I thought that was like the... I felt so good about that set just because I felt like I was in every scene. Not, I mean, literally, yes, I was in every scene, but it, like mentally I was there and I was listening to everything you were telling me mm-hmm. and I was reacting appropriately as I thought. I don't know. I just thought it was really... Like I listened really hard and I mm-hmm. felt really connected. I felt really connected to you, Katie.
Oh.
And it was at that moment that I realized...
Come close.
...that I love you.
Oh, did you hear that?
I did, and I'm recording it on Carolyn's new smartphone.
Yay! Oh my God. Okay.
You have to listen to your partner. You really have to listen and accept what they say, mm-hmm. or else it breaks everything about it, and you have mm-hmm. no one else to lean on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You really don't. I mean, you can try to lean on yourself, but, you know... That only goes so far.
Sometimes it makes you look like a dick.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, in duos, when you try to lean on yourself, it seems almost worse.
Mm-hmm. You should be just doing a solo show then, if that's right. your... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So what do you think is the thing that you need to work on the most to continue pushing the work that you do together forward and, you know, take it to the next level, so to speak? It's a stupid phrase, but you understand what
I
mean.
No, it's not.
I think the things that we need to work on are acceptance and moving it forward.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing when to stop.
Yeah.
I think I'd really like to try testing, like, heightening and in our form too. We really don't have a form.
No.
Not that a lot of groups do, but I think mm-hmm. it would be wonderful to do something that has
More structure.
You know, I really like Michael Keaton and how mm-hmm. they kind of play with each other and they tell each other who they are
or where they are.
They're
yeah,
in.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Then that's Michael Keaton's thing. And then mm-hmm. For I Am Expedy, they do all kinds of different forms and they test each other.
They have several different forms.
Yeah, they have several different forms.
What am I talking about?
No, it was Foderson.
That's Foderson, yeah.
They have two different forms.
The one where Mike and Joe run in front of the stage mm-hmm. and say,
fighting
crime or something.
Fighting danger, fighting crime.
Yes, and then they clap.
Yeah, yeah.
The entire audience participation mm-hmm. is just so loud. They get a kick out of it, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
And then... You know, Mustache Rangers, they have their thing where they sit and they talk in a space station, and it's wonderful. They all have these things, and mm-hmm. we know each other. They're a married couple, and they play wonderfully with each other.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They were in our duo workshop class, and they're hilarious together.
Yeah, they are.
They're
gonna go far.
They're gonna go
real far.
Well, they were just on this podcast, and they were phenomenal.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, I heard it.
Oh, I got to go home and read
testimony.
What?
Yeah. Transcribe it and read it.
I think that we need to. We have a lot of fun on stage, but I think we need to, like you said, have a little more structure.
Mm-hmm.
Decide if we want to do just mono scenes, mm-hmm. like if that's our goal, or to do like we did in our first couple sets,
mm-hmm.
which was shorter scenes that I think were pretty meaty.
Yeah.
But mono scenes kind of scare me. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had a small original concept when we first did the duo workshop class that it was based around a family heirloom. And we would get a family heirloom and a location in a house.
Was it?
I don't know. We came up with it like the day of class.
Well, part of it was like, think of a form. And we're like, crap.
Here!
But it was fun. It was a really fun form.
Yeah.
And so then you play off the relationships and testing the relationships around a specific objects and seeing how it moves through time and space.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, then you can go backwards with it.
Right, yep, we did time jumps and stuff, which is fun.
I really like doing time jump stuff.
Yeah, I do too.
Wedding party. We do a lot of forward and backwards in space, you know, because we did close quarters and
then you
so
did the,
fun.
The crazy Evente.
Yes, and the Evente was just mind-blowing trying to wrap your head around that. I fell in love with like time, playing with time and space.
Yeah.
Like that's a lot of fun. You can find a lot of really cool gems in there.
Yeah, for sure. I think, I like how simple our form is, I guess. Right now.
Yes.
Just the fact that we start with hi, hello, and then we say bye, see ya.
Yeah.
that's really all we have figured out. But I really like it because for the last, I don't know, how long... For class 94, year and a half,
yeah.
It's
my longest group that I've ever been in, by the way.
Oh, it's your first group.
First group, Carolyn asked me to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, continue.
But I was doing that and doing, I don't know, I just missed, like improv where you don't really, not that you don't need to think about it, but just, you know.
Just kind of live in it.
Liberating to just do whatever the F you want.
You can swear on here. It's okay.
The fuck you want? Sorry.
Yeah, you had to let that out. That's okay.
You did. Sorry. You had the most exasperated look on your face that I just yelled into this microphone.
No, it's okay. That's Crayola for you, everybody.
Crayola baloney bug.
Everyone that was turning up their volume to hear us whisper through their earphones is going to get a nice little treat.
You're welcome. That was my goal all along. Okay, next question, please.
So, as far as forms that you're thinking about, like, do you want to do something more classical, like a Harold or like a deconstruction?
That would be so hard with just two people.
Well, and I guess maybe again a better question would be: do you want to bring in a coach and kind of evaluate what you're doing and have a third eye.
I think bringing in a coach is always a good idea.
Yeah, we kind of touched on that. We've talked about that, but it came about so quickly that we didn't really have time to talk in depth about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be really cool to bring a coach in.
Yeah.
What's the other thing you were saying? Oh, a Harold. I think
yeah.
a Harold with two people would be super interesting and fun, and I would be willing to try it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want. I wouldn't like want to commit to that being our thing.
Sure.
Right now,
I would really like to try that. Our next set. Let's try that.
That's like next week.
I know.
Do
but
it.
But I've never actually done a Harold ever.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Wow.
I know. Minneapolis Improv's not a thing. I don't do that a lot, like Chicago.
So what is next for you? Do you guys want to talk about? You have a couple of really interesting, fun stuff.
Yeah.
Really interesting, fun stuff. What the hell is wrong with
really
my sentence structure?
Stuff.
Really wonderful.
That makes sense.
You've been talking to Carolyn for too long.
Crayola.
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 But you want to talk about what you're doing coming up?
We have two shows. Well, we have a bunch of shows coming up. Wednesday the 21st at Huge.
Mm-hmm. And the 28th.
And the 28th. But on Wednesday the 21st, we're doing another bake sale to raise some money because we're going to Chicago that weekend on the 23rd because we have a show on the 24th.
For a festival.
Yeah. It's called the Jangle Heart Circus, and it's this teeny little improv festival. Mm-hmm. It's our first year. And we're on the Saturday at 8 o'clock at the Den Theater for whoever's listening from Chicago right now.
Come and check us out.
Yes.
Huge Chicago demo with the show.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
So, but we are broke as a joke. So we are going to have another. We had a bake sale and we made some pretty good money for Megabus tickets.
Bus tickets, which was really, really helpful.
Oh, that's great.
So thank you to everyone who bought cupcakes and things. And I made these like s'more things that people really liked. So I'm going to make them again just in case you guys were thinking of coming.
And I used my super artistic talents to create buttons that were going to get made.
Yay!
Yep.
Yeah. So we have the 21st, the 28th. We're doing the triple double at Huge on the 30th, Friday the 30th. And then the Chicago show on the 24th, and then October 17th, we're doing a show with.
I'm sorry, you're time jumping everywhere.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just like,
cool.
October 17th at the Bryant Lake Bowl with, the kids table and the new Wonder Kids, which is super exciting.
And they're having auditions tonight.
Cool. Super exciting. Can't wait to play with you.
I wish I was 16. No, I don't. No. I take it back.
But then you could be on the Wonder Kids.
I know. That's the only reason I would wish I was 16.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of 16, I have my 10-year high school reunion coming up this Friday. So I'm going to push this for everyone to listen.
Oh, yeah. Do it. Oh.
Shout out.
Yes.
What high school?
Egan High School.
Hello, Egan High School.
There it is.
What up?
Good job, Philip.
Thanks. Yes.
The only...
Thanks, Phil.
No, this is time jumping again. Never mind.
Don't go ahead.
Do I was going to say, the only reason I would wish I was 16 again would be for the Wonder Kids auditions, and also because it's totally socially acceptable to be 16 and living with your parents.
Crayola, don't cry. All right, and now's the time in the show where I throw the microphone over to my good friend Philip Simondette for a brand new segment that we call Philip's Corner.
Yay! Wow, I love Philip's Corner. It's my favorite.
Oh,
no offense, Mattress.
Welcome to Philip's Corner.
It's Philip's
Corner. Thank you for having us. It's Philip's Corner.
Don't sit down. I would highly not recommend that.
Okay. It's a little sticky.
Mm-hmm.
Great face.
Oh, God.
You all know how this works. I stare you awkwardly and ask you awkward questions.
Cool.
And you answer awesomely.
Yeah.
With awesome answers.
Sure. Subjective.
Katie.
Hi.
Hello.
It's my turn.
Sorry.
What Olympic games would you coach? Not hockey.
Oh, what?
Nope, I'm taking hockey off the table.
What would I coach?
Yeah.
Winter or summer?
You pick. Actually, you're going to be both. One of each.
One of each. Speed skating.
Is that winter or summer?
It's winter.
Okay.
Because I was very, very much into training and doing plyometrics. And even in hockey, you...
I know.
Using
you're,
hockey.
You're cheating.
I'm cheating a little bit. You use deep knee bend and your lower body to get a better stride and to be able to skate faster. So I would do speed skating. Plus, I was never really a fast skater. So usually those who can't do coach or teach.
Oh,
isn't
snap.
That how that,
that
goes?
That is some insulting
oh.
shit.
Oh. Some of the best hockey players in the world don't make fantastic coaches. And vice versa. Summer, I would love to coach gymnastics. I don't know a lot about gymnastics, but those are some super strong people.
That's insane.
Strong. Mm-hmm.
And what hockey skills would you use to teach gymnastics?
Squatting. Yeah. Right. I don't know much about gymnastics, but to be able to be in top physical peak condition, I know a couple things that you can
There's only one thing you need to know for every sport, and that's squatting.
That's squatting appropriately.
Great. Carolyn.
Hi.
Hello.
There we go. Okay. There we go.
I'm just going to let you have your corner.
No, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No, we're even now. Okay.
Carolyn.
Yes.
She can't take the stare.
I know. She's not even looking at me.
I'm like a dog. Like when you give your dog something to eat and it doesn't really want it because it's too big or it doesn't like it. Do you know what I'm talking about? And it like turns its head, but it's still looking at the food.
Wait, it's like the still... food is too big for the dog?
I have a dominance very thing? Small dog. My dog is a poodle Bichon, and she, if I give her something that's like bigger than, I don't know, my thumb, she's like, I don't know.
I think you just had your first Phillips corner where you haven't had to ask
I'm
a
sorry.
Question.
I'm sorry. No, what's your question? I apologize.
My question was, yes. Is your dog afraid of large food? So you already answered that.
Hey, what is this, Johnny Carson? I figured it out. Yes, she is. I've given her like a whole waffle and she just... like an entire waffle because I love my dog so much. And she'll take it because she wants it and then she'll trot into the other room and she'll drop it and she'll just go...
You have to cut it into pieces? Like yeah. It's a baby?
Yes.
And it's adorable.
Yeah, and she'll take it and she'll... I'm going to do another dog impression here. Can I...
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Okay.
So she's encouraged.
Like... and then it eats it. Okay.
She did that to me on stage.
Yay! Yes, I did. It was super fun.
This next question, sorry. I'm going to have you both answer in tandem.
Oh. Mm.
Katie and Carolyn. Mm.
Yes.
If you were to adopt a baby together.
Oh. No.
What?
I don't
Let's talk about our options here.
What would you name it and what school would you send it to?
Okay. Oh.
In tandem?
Yeah.
Adelaide.
Michaela.
Adelaide.
It's gonna be
Michaela?
A girl. It's gonna be a girl.
And sure. The school that we're gonna go to?
Yeah, well, first, actually, what's this child's last name? Oh. How are you gonna decide that?
Blomelli.
Baloney bug.
Baloney bug,
yes.
And what school?
Shishom. They're going to China.
It's a private school.
It sounds like a Montessori school.
Yes. Only the best for Adelaide Michaela Vanam
Blomelli.
Vanam Blog.
Cool.
Is that enough?
She's going to be beautiful.
That was fantastic. That has been Phillips Corner. Yay. Thank you so much.
You guys ready to do some improv?
Yeah.
Next up, Pat!
Somebody killed my lamb last night.
That was me. I did it. And I'm admitting it because I'm an honest person. But I want you to know that I did it not because I hate your mother. Did you say mother?
Lamb.
Lamb. Not because I hated your lamb, but because I hate you and your mother. So I also killed your mother, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Wait, no, I'm not. I'm not sorry. I hate you.
Do you hate my mother, my lamb, or me?
I told you I hate you. It has nothing to do with your lamb or your mom. They just happen to be close to you. And I would like to destroy everything that is close to you.
Pat, I think I need to break up with you. There's someone killing everyone who's close to you. I just don't feel comfortable anymore.
No, it's true. It's just...
I mean, you couldn't protect your mother. You couldn't protect your lamb. How do I know that you can protect me, Pat?
Well, I probably can't.
Well, then we're breaking up. I got to get out of this.
It's not going to stop me from caring about you.
That's fine. You can care about me all you want, but I want to live.
But if I care about you, then you're still in danger.
Carol, is it?
Yeah. Pat's girlfriend, Carol.
I'm so glad that you specified that you are Pat's girlfriend. Breaking your neck! Sorry, Pat. No, I'm not. I hate you. I just broke your girlfriend's neck. Oh, is this your dog?
Oh, yeah, this is
your dog?
This is my cute dog. Don't do anything to Dixie.
I couldn't. I'm having a... Pat, I'm having a crisis of conscience right now.
Jerry, is this just because I keyed your car by accident?
Oh my God, that was you? Fuck!
Wait,
break the dog's neck!
Then why are you doing all of this?
Because I hate you.
But why?
Because do I need a reason to hate you?
Yes!
Really? You can't just... I mean, think of Carol. Why did you love Carol?
Because she was pretty and nice to me. And
you are so shallow. I hate you because you're mean and ugly. It's there. See, that's a shallow reason to hate you. I hate you because...
You don't actually have a reason? You're just doing this because... You're insane.
I don't know if that's insane. I think I'm more of like an evil genius.
Oh, God. Thank God the police are actually showing up finally.
Oh, that I called them. That was me.
I called them too, but they wouldn't come.
No, I called them.
Come in.
Hey, Gary.
Oh, hey.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah. What seems to be a problem here?
Dude killed his mom.
No,
his
I didn't.
Lamb,
Jerry
his girlfriend,
killed...
and his dog.
Jerry killed everyone.
Can you believe that?
Oh, you sound guilty, man. Sounds insane. Jerry, is this true?
Yeah. Oh, no. The part about me killing them? No, absolutely not. The part about him killing them? Yes.
No, I didn't kill any. Look, there's blood all over his hands.
Which one do you want me to arrest, Sarge?
I'm having a crisis of conscience here. I just want
you to know this is not human, lamb, or dog's blood. This is cow blood because I was making a nice steak for my good friend Pat here until he decided that killing his dog was
man. That's pretty good evidence. I think Sergeant Bilko, you need to.
I only have one arm. How could I possibly have broken anybody's neck?
Do you see how small that dog is?
Did you bring the one arm cuff?
Yeah. What do I cuff the other?
To his body.
To his body. Does it go around his waist?
The one arm cuff has a larger.
I didn't bring it
than the other.
I didn't bring the one arm.
Bilko.
I brought the regular person handcuffs. I didn't bring the one armed person.
Regular person. Damn. Pat, gonna get mad at that? You get mad that he's calling regular?
I don't really have a temper problem, so no, it's fine.
God,
I've been
sorry,
calm down.
I hate you. You know why? This is why I hate you, because when you should be getting angry, you're not angry.
See, look, he's getting really, really frustrated, and he has an
I'm
anger
frustrated
problem.
Because he killed that really cute dog.
No, I didn't
it's kill an emotional. Anybody. It's an emotional time for Jerry right now.
These are, yes, this is just a part of the grieving process for your mom and your girlfriend and your dog and your lamb.
Bilko, so. Why are you not arresting this man?
Well, I got the one cuff on his one hand. I don't know where to put
then
the
hold
other.
On to him very tightly.
He snapped it to my ankle.
That's right. I figured hand, leg.
There you go.
You
guys did a bang-up job here. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Sherry.
I didn't do any of this.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you can or will say be held against you in the court of law.
Sergeant's not. Normally I do that, but...
My bad.
It's cool.
I guess I'll be quiet.
God, I hate you.
I need to talk to you about your daughter, Adelaide. There's been an incident. Again. As you know, here at Shinshan Grade School, we have a 3-strike policy. And... I'm afraid this is 3.
Please get right to it.
Yeah, what's she done?
Hold my hand, Robert.
Oh, see, that's where she gets it.
Excuse me?
What, yeah.
The
she was holding hands with a boy at recess.
What's wrong with that?
That's gateway sexual behavior.
You're kidding.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfectly appropriate.
Well, see, maybe in some states, but not here in Alabama.
This is a sign of comfort.
Yeah, this is healthy touching.
Excuse me, I gotta get the door.
Sure. Mr. Flannery, I heard my parents were here. Mommy, Daddy! Adelaide.
Hi, sweetie.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
Hi,
sweetie.
Mr. Flannery, hold my hand.
No, nope.
Please?
Nope, I'm
please,
not allowed to touch please. Any
Mr.
students.
Mr. Flannery?
I cannot touch any students.
Adelaide, sweetheart, shh, come into Mama's bosom.
Yeah.
Come into Mama's bosom.
Oh.
Go ahead, hug
come
her.
On.
Don't.
Mr. Flannery.
Take a deep breath.
How dare you make my daughter
take
cry?
We have a strict, no public personal displays of affection rule at this school, at Shinshan Grade School.
We would really like to teach our child that it's appropriate to express her emotions. I mean, I don't really think that this kind of restrictive behavior...
Well, it's the 3rd strike is what I'm saying. There's a history of this.
What was the second strike?
She patted a friend on the shoulder.
In the first?
She was in line, and the person in front of her stopped abruptly, and she bumped into their backside.
It wasn't my fault.
This is the third strike. I might be able to look past one, look past the hand-holding if it wasn't the third strike, but also young Jeremy shared his cupcake with her before they held hands, so technically it's prostitution.
Mom, I know I'm not supposed to have sweets at school. I'm sorry.
Sweetie, just one. Come here. Come closer. Come here.
Could you not hold her so close to your bosom?
She's still breastfeeds, okay?
Mommy, what's a bosom?
It's my boob, honey. What are we going to do about this? I mean, did Jeremy get any punishment for this? I feel like she was tempted into it. I am talking to
Jeremy's parents after this.
What are we going to do, Robert?
He's been holding hands with lots of girls, so he's also going to be expelled.
I feel like your approach to our children is archaic.
Absolutely archaic.
I think it's very progressive. I think it's very PC. It's very politically correct. That's what that stands for.
Mr. Flannery, I heard my son was in trouble here.
Yes.
Oh, you must be Jeremy's parents. It's so nice to meet you.
As you know, here at Shinshan Grade School, we have a very strict no public displays of affection.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Anything he brings home, I just throw it in the trash.
We've been trying to contact you.
Not even the recycling. I don't care.
Maybe while these two are discussing, we should just make out in the corner.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, get it.
This is not a brothel. This is a vice principal's office.
Vice principal.
Well,
why am I listening to you?
I'm in charge of the students' welfare.
The vice students. High five.
High five. Do you wanna make out with us?
Hey, what's your name? I'm Dolores.
This is disgusting.
My name's Samantha.
Could you please not do this in my office?
Mm. You know why I like your name? I like your name.
This is my husband, Robert.
Robert!
Yes, Samantha, I'm Robert. You wanna get in on this?
Yeah. You know why I like your name? Samantha, I like your name because there's a man in it. Robert, I like your name because it's short. It's long for Bob, which is similar to boob.
It's true.
Let's do this.
Oh, God. Please, not in my office.
Stop being such a teetotaler, you dummy. This is
perfectly normal behavior.
Both of your children are expelled from this school, and you're no longer welcome on the premise.
You know what?
We're going to go down the street to Tingling. Tingling school for... No.
They allow everything there.
They raise and teach productive, sexual, and healthy behavior to express emotion, which is very appropriate for a child's development.
You know, there's a lot of sexy people running around that neighborhood. I think it has to do with the school. A lot of uggos in this neighborhood. Has to do with the school.
It's true. Look at this one.
Excuse me?
I just invited you to make out with us because I felt bad for you.
Yeah.
I missed that invitation, but I would not have taken it.
I wouldn't hit that.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for, you know, having our children in your school, and we hate you. So take your PC ways and... Yeah. Oh, Adelaide. Take your PC ways and shove it up your ass.
Well said, honey.
Yeah, S it up your A. Stop drinking your stupid beer, Hill. I can't do it.
Well, Hill, I get thirsty when you get all nambly-pambly and touchy-feely.
Well, I just, you know, there are more important things than staying hydrated right now. I think you should really help me with this dinner. We got guests coming over.
You know, last time I helped you with dinner, I cut my finger almost clean off.
Yeah, but did you taste how delicious that steak was? It was superb.
It was superb, but the blood that I contributed to it, it just makes me a little nauseous, you know? Stop. I get a little...
Stop being such a...
We're a little early!
Oh, they're here! Oh, my God! Come in!
Thank you! The Petersons are always early!
That's why we love you!
Welcome to our humble abode, Petersons.
Ah, hope you're excited to have us tonight.
Please have a seat on these upturned buckets.
Oh, charming. Your rustic feel.
It's a theme dinner.
No, that's just our house.
My beautiful wife over here is just slaving away at dinner. Can I bring you lovely people some beers?
Whoa.
Well, I brought a couple of bottles of wine, a red and a white, because I didn't know what you
I'm gluten free. So.
I can't accept your wine. I'm sorry.
What is gluten? What is gluten free?
That's some city folk crap. I don't know. I can't accept this wine unless it has been blessed.
Well,
because I only drink wine if it's the blood of Jesus Christ.
Oh. I will accept your wine, but okay. Did you bring a cork?
Who did I marry?
You married me, sweetheart.
And I love
you. Did you bring a cork opener?
I assumed you had your own wine opener.
Well, usually we just smash off the tops of the bottles.
You know what they say, don't assume, it makes an ass out of you.
Oh, language.
Great, I've never heard of that before.
Oh, my. Well, I guess I'll have one of these beers.
Wonderful, let me go get that for you.
I would like water as long as it's clear.
Well, no guarantees there. Yeah.
This is about as clear as it gets.
Oh,
don't mind them tadpoles. That was beer. Don't mind the tadpoles.
No, that's pure holy water straight from our back pond.
Everything's blessed in this house.
Bill's going to have to say no. He can't handle gluten or tadpoles.
Why you got to answer for your husband? I mean, really. Why can't you just let him answer for himself?
I know it's good for him. I know it's good for Bill. Shut up, Bill. I know it's good for my husband.
You know, that's why our marriage works so nicely is because I let you do pretty much whatever you want to do.
That's why I married you, sweetheart.
Exactly. You know, when I was saying I won't have any of that wine, you were like, I will have some. And I was like, you know what? That's okay with me. I just will not be touching you for the next month and a half while that courses through your veins.
Right. That's the man's business.
Compromise. Now, I think you guys got a thing or two to
learn. That's what they say marriage is. Mm. It's just a bunch of compromise.
That's right. Yeah.
Dinner? Dinner? Is the squirrel almost done?
Oh, yeah. Just about five more minutes. I got some appetizers.
She makes
here.
A wonderful roast squirrel.
What is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's squirrel. It's a special occasion.
Oh.
Yeah, we only bring out the specialties.
Yeah, I got some appetizers for you here. Oh. We got a Triscuit. Just one Triscuit with some ketchup on it.
Cut into four pieces.
Yep, ketchup on it. Marinara sauce, if you will.
An appetizer.
Maybe we should just get right down to it.
Don't forget the pickle on top.
So we're here to buy the church that you own the land on.
Yep.
So is that
business, huh?
Well, I just think that, you know,
wait for us to serve dinner.
It may just take a short while, and we might as well get started.
Usually wait till dessert to start talking about this. I made a nice mousse.
We haven't even offered you our food yet. We've offered you our blood,
our appetizers,
but not our bodies.
Well, I just thought that starting to talk about the business right now wouldn't hurt anything.
So you are interested in buying our church?
That's right. Yes.
Well, we originally bought that land so that no one uses that church.
Yeah.
That is our special church. The only congregants of it are us two and our cow.
So what are your businesses with this church?
Oh, well, we want to turn it into a parking lot.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
For the giant church that we're building next to it.
That's not going to happen. Oh, boy. Do you know how much traffic that's going to bring around to our house? We don't want none of that. They're going to take all of our squirrels. They're going to take them all.
Well, with the money we would be offering, you'd be able to afford to buy as many squirrels as you could squirrel away for winter.
I don't get that joke.
You don't buy squirrels; you go out and hunt them.
You lure them.
You lure them with my pickles. Wife is an absolute temptress when it comes to squirrels.
I love you, darling.
That's charming.
Y'all, city folk. You think that money is what makes you happy? Well, you guys can S my D. That's what you all can do.
That would be S and my D, sweetheart.
Well, they need to
L your P.
Bill, can you say something? Stop this language, Bill.
Well, there was something about savings and loans in there, but I didn't really catch all
savings
of it.
Savings deposits?
Don't bring all your big mouth talking, big word talking up in this household. We don't allow it.
Sometimes when you throw a big word at somebody, they just look at it for a while because they can't really chew on it. They just kind of whimper at it, but they don't really do anything with it until you cut it up into a smaller word for them.
What?
Well, this jail isn't quite as bad as I thought it was going to be, but it sure would be nice if you would take off the handcuff that's attached to my ankle.
Can't trust you, man.
What do you mean you can't trust me?
You.
I'm like the most trustworthy person here.
No, you killed your mother. You killed your lamb.
I swear to God, I didn't kill any of them.
You killed your girlfriend.
My lamb is my favorite
thing.
Killed
your dog. I mean, I can't trust you for 1 minute.
Think about what you're saying. Think about it. Just for a second.
I am thinking. Why would I unshackle a murderer?
Okay, first of all, Terrence, think about your own life for a second.
Okay.
Yeah. Think about how things been going at home.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you knew about me and Clarice having troubles at home, but it's been tough.
Do you know why you and Clarice have been having troubles at home?
I don't.
Jerry.
What?
It's because Jerry and Clarice...
Sarge's friend Jerry?
Yes. Jerry and Clarice have been seeing each other on the side.
No. No, I refuse to believe that.
Well, you can refuse to believe it all you want, but it's true. Jerry's been ruining everybody's life in town.
Hey, Terrence.
Sarge?
I told you not to put your desk immediately next to the jail cell. You're conversing with the criminals again.
Yeah, but this office's feng shui is terrible unless I have the desk over here by the bars.
Pull your desk back.
Fine.
Like I asked you to. I gotta go get that.
You gonna answer that, Sarge?
This is the Sarge.
Hey, can I talk to Terrence, please?
Can I ask who's calling?
No.
Whatever. Terrence, phone's for you. Line 2.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, Terrence. What's up, buddy?
Who is this?
It's a friend. Friend of a friend. Just wondering when you're going to be home from work tonight.
Oh, I'm working late tonight.
Excellent. Bye.
Terrence, is that Jerry?
They didn't say. Oh, they hung up.
So, Clarice.
Hi.
Hey. So how long do you think you're going to be married to that guy, huh?
I don't know. He's an awful sweet man.
Need more than being sweet, honey.
Well, I can be married to one man and have my pleasures with another.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair to me.
Well, what do you want, Jerry? What do you want other than me giving you the pleasure of your life?
Excuse me. You think pretty highly of yourself if you think you can give me the pleasure of my life. However, I'm telling you that... I'm willing to murder for you, so...
Seems pretty high to me.
Yeah, that has nothing... It surprisingly has very little to do with you. So, you win this or not? Because...
I suppose. I mean, we did just take out a health insurance policy.
That's right.
And a life insurance. And a homeowner insurance. Okay. Okay, Jerry.
All right. I'm going to make a real quick phone call. All right, you hang tight.
Okay.
All right.
This is the Sarge.
Hey, can I talk to Terrence again, please?
Who may I ask is calling?
Nope.
Terrence, you got another phone call. Quit taking personal calls at work. Line 2.
Click. All right, Sarge. Hello?
Terrence, buddy, what's up?
Who is this?
Nope. Nobody? Not anybody.
I recognize this voice. You called earlier today, right?
I did. That was me, but you don't need to know who I am. My Terrence, question...
Find out who it is.
I have one question for you.
I already asked. They didn't answer.
Buddy.
I'm sorry.
Buddy.
I'm sorry, yeah?
Talking to you.
Oh my God, are you calling my husband?
Shut up. Shush. Shush!
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to... Damn it. Clarilyn. I'm talking to somebody.
Clarilyn?
Yeah, you
I don't know,
any
Clarilyns.
Yeah, no, you don't. That's exactly right. You don't know this person that I'm talking to on the other side of me. Okay. One question here. How, on a scale of 1 to 10, if your wife were to leave you tonight, what's the likelihood of you killing yourself?
Like 11. Like,
oh, okay.
My wife is my life. And we've been having troubles a little bit lately.
I just wanted to know.
I don't know how you knew that I was having
good
troubles
talk,
with
good talk,
Matt.
Bye.
Click. Oh my God, that was so sweet. I don't think I want to go through with this plan anymore.
That's kind yeah.
I'm
come
his
on.
Life.
That's
he never tells me that.
That's pretty codependent. Come on.
I don't think so.
What? That is the definition of codependency. If you're not around, he can't live. I mean, there wasn't even an 11 on that scale, and he went to it. I mean, come on.
Well, that's
ridiculous.
You know
he's
what, Jerry?
Dumb,
Jerry,
and he's codependent.
I'm just going to have to ask you to leave now. I'm just going to have to ask you to leave.
Are you kidding?
Leave my house.
All right, you know what, woman?
Leave my house.
No. Break your neck. I'm all by myself now. Damn it. I'm so... Jerry, God, you do this every time. God.
Mr. and Mrs. Blavinelli to see the... Principal of Tingling High School, grade school, and kindergarten.
I really like that this place calls kindergarten, kindergarten.
Right.
That's my first favorite thing about this place. Kindergarten.
It's like hip.
Super hip. God, look. Teachers don't even wear pants. They're all sarongs.
It's fantastic.
It's cool, man.
It's freedom.
So cool. So cool. So you must be the principal. Do you call them principals here? I feel like that's too much of a
What do we call
label
you?
Here?
Yeah.
What do we call you, sir?
I'm the principal. Yeah, so what's up?
You call it principal.
So you're Robert and...
Samantha.
Adelaide was at...
She goes by Adelaide Michaela.
Adelaide Michaela.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All one.
She was at Shizhong. Down the street.
Oh, yeah, and they do not like...
Those arrogant pricks.
Word.
I mean, you can't even hold another person's hand.
I would be surprised if you could even, like, make eye contact over there. I mean,
definitely
really, it's
can't
like,
get your fuck on over there.
It's like Soviet Russia or something.
For real.
Whatever I've seen on the History Channel about it.
So you guys wanted to come down the block and check out our abode?
Yeah.
I think the first question that I have...
Mm-hmm.
Is what has my kid got to do to get suspended?
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, pretty much burn down a fucking building, I guess. I don't know.
All right.
Great. She's
that.
Not allowed to play with matches.
No, not yet.
It's wonderful.
Not until she's 7.
Getting close.
Yeah. So we noticed there's a lot of hot people around here.
Yeah.
Does it have anything to do with the teaching or the, you know, the school system here? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. We let people in based on their level of hotness. That's kind of our thing.
Mm.
You know.
All right, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot is my Adelaide Michaela?
Adelaide? Well,
Adelaide Michaela. God, you know, I'm not liking this so far.
Mm. Strike one.
She's not listening. You're not listening. Your ears are not open to what
I'm just
going to
call her Addie. Is that cool?
Oh, that's strike two.
No.
Mm-mm.
Are you kidding? Right.
Adelaide Michaela, man. We named our child.
Principal Dick out.
Yeah.
I'm teaching the kindergartners some sex ed.
Strike three.
What?
I think we need to take Adelaide to a different... Adelaide Michaela.
Why didn't we ever think of homeschooling?
Why didn't we ever think of that?
Well, now we're thinking about it. You think it's too late?
No, we haven't enrolled here yet.
I highly recommend.
Excuse me, stranger. We did not ask for your opinion.
Wow.
But we appreciate it.
I would go
homeschool
if I were you.
Mr. Dickout, is that right?
Principal.
Did I say that
Principal
right?
Dickout.
Principal Dickout.
Yeah, see, even he's...
Yeah.
He's, wait, what?
This, you know what? We're going to take
gonna
our homeschool child elsewhere. We do appreciate how hot everyone here is.
No, that's
but
cool.
But you know what? I think a nice homeschooling session... It's gonna like we can take her on the road with us and everything. Like it's way easier on us and our schedules.
I think that's a really good choice.
You're not even gonna fight for her? God, what a
I'll fight.
Strike
I
four,
want,
man. Wow, this is softball. Geez. You're out. God,
there's
damn.
Still three strikes in softball, honey.
Fuck.
I don't know anybody that has a pet sheep. You're the first.
Meh.
What? Oh, they're so easy to take care of.
And so nice to pet. This is awesome.
I know. Aren't they wonderful?
Why would people stick with dogs and cats when sheep is an option?
I just don't know. Because when you...
I mean, when summer comes around and their coats get very, very thick, you can shave them.
Shear them.
Shear them.
Yeah, that's what that's called.
Well, I've never shaved my sheep before.
Well, you got two of them.
I do.
That's smart. You're thinking of the future. Are you going to breed them?
You know, now I'm thinking about breeding them. Yeah. I mean,
can I have first pick of the litter if you breed them? Because I'm so jealous.
If this first date goes well, yeah, definitely. This one's name's Frisky.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's sniffing my crotch.
It likes to get up all your business.
Yeah.
You didn't put any peanut butter down there, did you?
Really? I sprayed cologne.
And this one is Butterworth.
Oh. Just sniffing my backside there.
Mr. Butterworth. Here. Mr. Butterworth is a very fine fellow as well. That's great. So you come from California.
That's right. That's
wonderful.
Right. Acada. It's up north.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Frisky, get down.
Frisky's kind of really nuzzling up into my crotch here. A little bit
uncomfortable. You're just going to have to bear with her. Okay. She's just very... I mean...
And Mr. Buttersworth is... He's climbing up my back now.
See, the thing is, these two have had sexual attention between each other ever since I got them. And
well, now I'm between them. Like,
so, Kenny, how did that first date go with the animal lady?
It was a little bit weird, but can I tell you?
Yeah.
Kind of loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to go out with her again?
Well, yes, because, I mean, look, if you've ever been in a sheep sandwich, you would understand.
Huh.
I had wool tangled in my beard, pressed against my back.
Excuse me, this is the Caribou Coffee. We don't really appreciate you talking like this.
Well,
it's
why
a
do you
public
call it
place.
Caribou.
Yeah.
Because of the majestic elk-like creature called a caribou that is.
And we're currently appreciating animals.
Yeah.
Different. Much different. I know that on our chalkboard here, our daily question is, what is the best experience of your life?
And
that was meant to be written down so that we could erase it later.
I
not
want you to
spoken
look to
so
the
that it could seep into our brains for the rest of the day.
To the left of the question, are two caribou having sex with a man?
It's not.
So how was work today?
Oh my God. So many fucking assholes.
Really?
Yeah. There's a dude talking about fucking sheep today. Can you believe that? I can't believe like people do that stuff. At least I think he was fucking. I mean, he was talking about being really close, like with their. It was gross.
Yeah, who would do that? Who would do that?
Cynthia, you look like you have something that you're not telling me right now. About perhaps
it can be a very enlightening experience.
Ew. Ew. That's disgusting. Okay.
You know what? You work at a caribou.
Hey, I pay rent. I realize that I come home and I smell like Arabica beans every day.
Yeah.
And it makes it kind of gross.
Well, Mr. Buttersworth needs his own room now. So
and
I'm
going
to have to ask you to move out.
And how is he going
to
pay his rent?
Mr. Buttersworth.
Meh.
You get your own room now.
Me?
Yeah, right next to mine.
Me.
You're going to have to keep it down at night.
Me.
I don't think tonight's the right night.
Me.
Oh, don't give me those sad eyes.
Me.
Listen, I'm going to bring Frisky into your room.
Me.
Oh, come on, she's not that bad.
Me.
Frisky, 1 second.
Me.
That's true. It's true. She is a bit aggressive. I think if you're Mr. Buttersworth, you are my heart and my soul. If you do this, Frisk. If you do this for me, Mr. Buttersworth, I'll give you whatever you want. Deal. All right, Frisky.
Ha ha ha!
And that's our show. Thank you to Hi Hello. Thank you to Carolyn and Katie for stopping by the apartment. You can check out Hi Hello coming up at Huge Theater on Wednesday the 21st. Then they're going to be heading to Chicago right after that for the Jangle Heart Fest on the 24th. Then they'll be doing some more shows when they come on back. So check them out wherever you can. You can also check out what they're up to on their Facebook page. That's www.facebook.com/HiHelloImprov, all one word.
You can see me in the next season of the Friday Night Stage Match at the Brave New Workshop Student Union 26th and Hennepin on the following Fridays, September 13 and 20, October 4th and 18th, and November 8th. Also, go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/PhilipSimondet. You can see the minimum fare episode that Carolyn referenced. It's called Keira Knightley Mask. There'll be more from her later, and there's many other great improvisers in that web series, as well as songs and things.
Including songs from Misery Street, who was just on our program. So check that out. They're pretty good. That's Minnesotan for good. And you can see me coming up at Friday Night Stage Match as well. I'll be doing some coaching as well as some playing on a variety of dates starting in September. I'm also doing a couple of improv agogo shows at Huge Theater on Sundays coming up starting in September. I'll be doing a duo show with Drew Kirsten called Drew and Matt, because that's how creative our show will be. Philip and I will be doing a show along with Shortcakes. That's Liz Losey, Mary Mangan, and Janelle Blaisdell. And we are calling ourselves
Cake Batter.
Because, you know, short cakes plus next at bat.
Equals Cake Batter.
Cake Batter. That's also the level of comedy you'll be getting from us. That'll be coming up in either September or November. We're not quite sure. But keep your eye out for that. And that's going to be a lot of fun.
We always love to hear from you on our Facebook page. Just search for Next At Bat and like us and send us an email, nextatbatpodcast@gmail.com.
Go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast, and then rate and review it. It helps us out a lot. Tune in next week, but until then,
praise Jibosh.